This is the Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB. For the next hour, they'll be taking your calls on computer problems and questions. The Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.
It is 11:05 a.m. on the 10th of May, and on the air and online worldwide, you're logged on to the Computer Corner Radio Hour, and I'm your host, Phil Shortell, lead instructor at Computer Corner, and I'm here today with my colleague and one of the fine technicians in the Computer Corner Service Department, Mr. Bill King. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Phil.
And on the other side of the glass, as usual, is our stalwart producer, Bob, who tries to keep us from making those silly on-air mistakes that we like to avoid. Hey, Bob, thanks as always for being there for us. Today, sadly, we do not have with us Carol Petronovich, one of the owners of Computer Corner, because Carol again has a speaking engagement this morning. Now, if you remember the last time Carol was absent, we had Mr. Terry Bollinger of New Mexico TechNet, which partners with Computer Corner in our computer recycling endeavors that we'll talk more about a bit later in the program. Today we have with us, however, here in the studio, two people we had hoped to have join us on a previous show, Ms. Angelina Jolie and Ms. Eva Longoria. Good morning, ladies.
It is so good that the two of you were able to join us today.
I should mention that because the lovely Ms. Longoria and the très jolie Ms. Jolie are members of the Screen Actors Guild, that's SAG, to those of you who know that, while radio shows come under the auspices of AFTRA, which is a different union, that means, unfortunately, union regulations prohibit them from speaking on the air today.
But for all of those who follow the show via the streaming broadcast on www.770kkob, you will be able to see the ladies live on the webcam.
Hey, guys. Didn't anyone bother to tell you that the webcam has been disconnected when we redid the site a few months ago?
So the camera that's sitting right here isn't working, huh?
No.
Bummer.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, who's going to believe us that Eva and Angelina are really here?
Well, at least we know the truth. And if the ladies do have anything to add to our answers to your computer hardware and software questions, you listeners want to call in at 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770.
Or #770 on the Verizon Wireless Network. Those are all free calls.
And if one of the ladies wants to answer one of your questions, I guess they could jot down a note and hand it to us, and we'll read their comments to you so we don't get into any disputes with the unions.
Yeah, now that it's spring, we really don't need any union suits. But moving right along, it's at this part of the show that Carol usually tells everyone why Computer Corner sponsors this show, but since she's not here and the ladies are prohibited from speaking, I guess that leaves the two of us to deal with that today, Phil.
Okay, then I'll start by stating that Computer Corner has been in business in Albuquerque for more than 25 years, and by doing this show on alternate Saturdays and providing here, on the air, free and, we hope, accurate answers to your computer questions, it is our attempt to give something back to the community to say thank you for the great support you've given Computer Corner for more than a quarter of a century.
We hope to continue to earn that support through this show and through the quality sales, service, and training that we provide to our many government businesses and individual customers.
And one thing we can do to help our customers in these somewhat troubled economic times is to offer you all assistance in recession-proofing your professional and personal endeavors.
I bet you've got some specific suggestions there, don't you?
I surely do, and I've spoken about this in the past. First, of course, you can buy locally from companies who employ locally and not those that use offshore support. And secondly, you know, whenever money gets even a little tight in the world we live in, the first thing that seems to get cut for companies and individuals alike is the training budget. And I want to tell you that that is one of the greatest mistakes you can make.
Okay. Now, why is that a mistake?
Because it costs you money instead of saving you money.
How so?
Look, studies have shown that it takes an untrained computer user 5 times longer than a trained computer user to accomplish a normal business PC operation. Now, if that is true, and I assure you that I have personally seen this to be the case, as a businessman or woman, you might be having one of your employees take nearly a full day to do what they could do in little more than an hour.
Ah, and I guess by logical extension that they might be paying a full work week salary to do what could be accomplished in just a single day.
Not much cost saving there, is there, huh? And just one day of Computer Corner training in Word, Excel, or many other popular computer programs can pay for itself the same day the employee returns to work from their Computer Corner class.
Looking at this from the outside, the employer view of thing, if you are an individual looking to make yourself indispensable to your current employer, or you want to be the person worth hiring when companies aren't very actively hiring, what does it say to an employer if you can clearly demonstrate productivity at maybe five times the level of the average employee?
Yep. Give us a call at 881-2333, Monday to Friday, and ask for Cheryl Archibald. We do have a pair of Cheryls, so you want to get to the right one. And we'll show you how a less than $200 one-day investment can return thousands of dollars worth of improved employee and or personal productivity. 881-2333. You will not be sorry you called.
Hey, Mr. Lead Instructor, do we have any training specials going on right now?
Indeed we do, Mr. Network Technician, or Chief Network Technician, I should say. During the rest of May and for all of the month of June, you can purchase any Microsoft Office group class for $195 and then register for a second group class for the unheard-of price of $25.
And that's any of our Office classes? You mean Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook?
Or Publisher, or Visio, or even Access. And it's a mix-and-match deal as well, in that the second class can be a more advanced level in the same Office program, or a different Microsoft Office product altogether. I just need to be clear that this is a special $25 second-class deal. Actually, it's a first-class deal on a second class, I should say that, is for group classes, which typically have 4 to 6 students in them, and not for one-on-one tutorials, which we also do for quite reasonable rates for those interested in custom-tailored training. So call Cheryl Archibald Monday to Friday, 881-2333, and take advantage of this deal. I'm going to take advantage now of the fact that we have callers waiting on the line and bring on the air and online worldwide our first caller of the day, and that is going to be Mark. Mark, are you there? There
yes,
we go. I got you, Mark. Okay, almost didn't press the button.
Okay.
Good morning to you. Sorry about that. What's up?
So I got a problem. I don't know what I've done, but I've got a desktop and a laptop. And for some reason on my desktop, Flash has quit working. It keeps telling me I need to download the latest version, and I download it. I've even tried shutting off my browser while I download. You know, it says sometimes you need to do that. I've rebooted after download. It says it installed, but then whatever it is I'm trying to look at says that I don't have the latest version, or that I don't have Flash running.
Mark, would you believe that the same thing happened to me, and I struggled with it for week after week? I must have done the supposed download 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 or 15 times and getting the same results that you did. And then I found that what I needed to do was to download the standalone version of Flash. You can't download the plug-in. That doesn't work. That's exactly the same problem I had. And if you go to the Adobe website and you download the standalone version of Flash, it solved the problem. It was making me crazy. I couldn't even get to there are links sometimes on the KKOB website that lead you to video stories and stuff like that. I couldn't get them to run inside Internet Explorer until I did that. Same thing that's happening to you.
So, you know that there's the Mozilla or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Flash will work in there.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what causes it, but I do know what the solution is.
Okay.
And that is the solution. And if you have any trouble with that, actually, if you just Google that message, I think you'll find other people who will probably be telling you the same thing and probably even give you the actual link to the part of the Adobe website that you need to go to, and I don't have that in front of me right now. But you can probably find it on the Adobe website. Just get the standalone version of Flash, and the problem magnificently goes away.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we do have open lines here at 243-3333. And 1-800-460-0770 or
#770 on the Verizon Wireless Network.
He always gets that one. I always let him do the cell phone. I don't know why.
You give me the short one.
I give you the short one. Okay.
I can remember that.
You know, it's really sad. I'm thinking about this. You know, the webcam doesn't work. And all these months now, I've been dressing up and brushing my hair. Well, my beard is hair, isn't it?
That's, well, yeah.
Anyhow, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Ed, we have you on the air and online worldwide. And do you have a question for us this fine Saturday morning?
Hey, good morning. Question to ask you. I own my own company. We had to go buy a new computer for our receptionist, and it had Windows Vista on it. And we use different types of software. We went on the web, downloaded the drivers or repatches to work on Vista. They don't work. Can I take Vista off that new computer and put Windows XP Professional back on? And how do I do that without screwing up the computer?
The short answer is probably. You'd have to actually own another copy of Windows XP Pro.
Which I do.
Okay. You can erase the entire computer and reload XP from scratch. The trick will be is if the manufacturer has drivers on their website that will operate on Windows XP. There's a decent chance of that. There's a fairly good chance of that. I have had to do that for several clients already.
And but the problem is, I bought a new laser printers in 06, and we have tons of software, financial software, and it will not work on Vista. I mean, it's incompatible. So I went to the, for example, QuickBooks. You go to their website to download the patch it needs for Vista.
Okay.
You download the patch, you restart your computer, and then it says downloading whatever the update does all that. Open QuickBooks.
Okay, Ed, the truth is, this is going to be one of those where we have to say to you, been there, done that, felt the pain. I've had the same problems that you did in some of those cases, and I had to, actually, in my case, since I needed a copy of Vista since I teach it, I had to get other software that was compatible with it, but luckily I keep multiple computers. But I think Bill's answer for you is...
One other quick possible suggestion, if you can return that system, we are still selling Windows XP Professional at Computer Corner.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much.
You're very
welcome. Thank you, Ed. And Steve and Rick and Ron from NMCS, we will be back to you. But right now, we have to take a break.
This is the Computer Corner Show on The Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. Computer Corner. This is the Computer Corner Show. Michael Savage, weeknights at 9. On New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Corner Show on 770 KKOB. I'm your host, Phil Shortell, and also here is my regular cohort, Bill King. And before we get to the questions from Steve, Rick, and Ron, and the others who call us at 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770 or...
#770 on the Verizon Wireless Network, and those are all free calls, folks.
But just a few seconds more before we take your questions to talk about computer recycling. Computer Corner had another recycling day last week, and we wish to thank all of you who decided to do the right thing for our community by not dumping those computer towers and monitors with their seriously dangerous heavy metals and other contaminating contents in a way that could lead them into New Mexico's precious water supply.
And we will be sponsoring Computer Recycling Days the first Saturday of every month. The next one is scheduled for Saturday, June 7th, and that will be between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And that will be at Computer Corner's location at 4410 Manal Boulevard Northeast, which is
between San Mateo and Washington on the south side of the street, right across from the New Mexico Symphony offices. And don't forget that if you're concerned about your data, Computer Reruns cleans out the data on your donated computer's hard drive using U.S. Department of Defense standards before that hard drive gets donated to a local nonprofit organization. And that is done free.
That's some good icing on the cake if doing a good deed, because I've heard other companies recycling ads, and they say they'll clean out your donated hard drive also for about $50.
Yeah, so we actually give you coupons for savings, too, when you donate equipment at Computer Corner. And on to the calls right now. Welcome to the site. Welcome to us online and all that stuff. Steve, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for waiting over the break. What kind of a problem do you have that we might be of assistance with?
Yes, I have a desktop computer with XP.
Okay.
And I am trying to save some pictures and my music files to a DVD.
Okay.
Just for backup. And the problem I have is when I try to save to the writable drive, nothing happened. And the next time I booted up my computer, all the files I was trying to save are now in the trash can.
Okay, so you're probably using the built-in Windows software?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to have a copy of something like Nero or Sonic or Easy CD Creator on your system?
Not that I know of. I'm going to need some more software.
I would recommend, Windows has built-in, and actually Windows really only supports CDs. I'm not sure it even supports DVDs.
Oh.
And so you may need to get a copy of either Nero or Sonic, which is now owned by Roxio, EasyCD creator.
What was your version of Windows there?
XP.
Vista supports DVDs.
Yeah, Vista does, but I don't believe
XP does.
XP never added the DVD support.
I see.
And so, yeah, and they're more reliable anyway. They do a better job. They let you get in and do some better labeling on the discs and all kinds of stuff. They just do a better job. It's one of the places XP, they kind of tossed in almost as an afterthought, but it's not really the best way to create CDs.
I see.
So grab one of the other products and get that installed on your system. And now we're also assuming that the DVD drive, the burning portion of it, is in good shape. You know, that's always a possibility that something's gone out in the drive itself. But let's start with just assuming we have incompatible software. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not make this more complicated than we have to just yet.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Steve. We do appreciate that. And I just did a quick Google search here myself, and I can't find anything that says other than Vista will support creating a DVD. Of course, you can, you know, play your DVD.
You can play them, but you can't create them in XP.
Okay.
So
there we go. Hope we were helpful for that. And, Rick, you're the next guy up in turn here, and what is your problem today?
Hi, I've got a Windows XP on a Dell computer, and with it I got the Microsoft Works disk, the operating system disk, and the drivers and utilities disk. And I'm able to go online on AOL and also on the Internet Explorer. Now my question is, I've got a computer, a compact computer, that's Windows 98. It doesn't allow me to do any of that, go online. Is there something I can copy from my Dell and put on there?
How are you getting... What's your internet connection? Are you dialing in?
Yes.
The next question is, and we're going to try to see if we can help you, of course, but why are you dialing in? Is there a reason you can't get to DSL or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Did the 98 system ever attach to the internet? Do you have a phone line plugged in and all of that?
I've got the phone line plugged in, AOL, and I'm able to send email. But when the AOL thing comes up, it doesn't allow me to go on the internet. It says it's not compatible.
Okay. Can you give us the full message, or is it just simply something that meaningless, I guess?
Oh, it has a message that says, this Windows 98 is not equipped to do this or something, and you need Windows XP or something.
Well, that's entirely possible.
And it may be that, it's entirely possible because AOL is using a version of Windows Explorer internally now, and maybe it's got a version that they're using that is not compatible with 98.
Oh, is there something maybe from my Dell that I can download and put onto my Windows 98, the compact?
Well, what I'm thinking here in this case is if you're trying to go through AOL, you're going to have to use what AOL gives you.
Right.
You're not going to have a choice there. And I don't even know if you could go and get an old version of Internet Explorer direct from the other one.
Really, it's time to upgrade that 98 system.
Yeah, it's actually, that's 10 years old now, and in computer years, that makes it about 150.
So is there someplace I can buy something and just update the 98 to Windows XP?
More than likely, the hardware involved on that system is not going to support XP. The average lifespan of computers is about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And you're pushing 10 plus. Or so.
I think actually we'd love to have you come down and talk to us about what we could put you into. You know, we make good deals. But I think actually you really have to start thinking about getting a new system.
Yeah.
Okay, Rick?
Okay, thank you.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much. And we're going to take a break. I hear that music playing. But before we take a break, I remind you I've got two lines open at 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770. And we will be back after these important commercial messages.
This is the Computer Corner Show on The Talk Monster. On The Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Bob Clark and the morning team. Weekday mornings 5 till 10. On New Mexico's Talk Monster. 770 KKOB.
And we are back, and before I start taking calls or even talking about that, I just wondered, I'm hearing this stuff about watering the lawn, and I think that's great that we should have the restrictions, but Rio Rancho uses different restricted times. Aren't they in the same time zone that we are?
Well, yeah, they just have...
They want to do it different, you know, 10 o'clock to 7. They can't use 10 o'clock to 7.
There's a different dictator in charge of them.
Anyhow, this is your host, Phil Schortel, and I'm here today with my usual partner in timely answers to your hardware and software questions, Mr. Bill King.
And let me take just a minute to remind all of you out there that my department of Computer Corner, the service department, we do have a flat diagnostic fee on any computer brought in, and that's just $25. And for that, we'll go over and check the hardware, check for viruses, all that kind of stuff. This is a really good bargain. Since not very many, you know, it's hard to kind of diagnose your own problems, and it takes a while to actually go through and figure this all out.
It doesn't get done in a few minutes.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't even get done in an hour or two. So that's pretty good. And I've seen some other places that are charging more than that.
Right, and we've seen some computers that have come to us after being taken somewhere else, and we've actually seen some invoices for diagnostic services of about $129 for the same thing that we're only charging $25 for.
I think it might be a good idea to come to us first, folks. There are people out there who, shall we say, sock it to you with a fee of something like 5.5 times what ours is for the same thing.
Oh, Phil, Eva just passed me a note here saying that you're
exaggerating. Eva, sorry.
That, you know, $129 diagnostic fee is actually only about 5.16 times as much as what ours.
I'm sitting here on the keyboard punching it on the computer, and I do stand corrected. I have run the numbers here, and it is indeed 5.16 times our charge. Eva, thank you for preventing me from exaggerating those other companies' exaggerated diagnostic fees. That is just under 5.25 times what Computer Corner fee is. Is it okay to just say under 5.25?
Well, let the record reflect that Eva and Angeline are both shaking their heads, yes. One other quick thing. Rick, who called a few minutes ago, had the older 98 system. We do, at the moment, have several used systems. These are systems that folks have turned in when they bought a new one from us. We've gone through and refurbished them, checked them out. They're running about $300, and this is a really, really good deal for someone who maybe can't afford a brand new system, but needs something more up-to-date or needs something, period.
And if you are on Windows 98 with the hardware associated with that, we really think you do need a new system.
Yes.
And that's going to bring me to Ron. Thank you so much for holding all that time. We got you on the air right now, though. Ron from New Mexico Computer.
How are you guys doing today?
We are doing well. What's up with you?
Well, I may have a suggestion for Mark.
Uh-huh.
And then a question of my own as a result of that little investigation.
Okay.
First of all, I returned to fired up a Windows 2000 Pro machine I hadn't used since about October. And after, of course, learning the BIOS battery needs replacing and all that, found about 47 megs worth of SP4 update and just all kinds of updates that have been going down since October. One of the things I suggest, and boy, I can just hear my New Mexico Computer Society friends just saying, oh, geez, here he goes on that rant again. But every computer, I say that every computer, every Windows computer in the world ought to have on it one of four programs, this one being the most important, which is Secunia Software Inspector. Secunia.com. It will tell you long before Bellark and long before Windows Update and whatnot what programs are end of life and insecure and threatening your system and so forth. And it is a freebie. One of the things that we in the old days did, of course, a lot was partition hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case that his flash or whatever wouldn't update or didn't seem to, he may have done what a lot of us did and said, gee, my C partition's running out of room. Let me stick that baby down on H. And when he's updating, he's actually installing it on his C drive and doesn't realize that he's being alerted because the program might be down.
Yeah, I can see that as a possibility,
yeah,
but that is...
Maybe his Firefox works, his IE doesn't, and so forth and so on.
Yeah, but that is not the situation that I had on mine because there was the single hard drive, so
yeah.
It was on the C drive. But thank you very much, Ron. We do.
Now, this leads me to my question.
Okay.
In doing all these updates and so forth, noticing later, and in fact installing a new program on it, I notice it says, hey, you got to shut down these other programs before I can install, and they are. And here's the list, and it was two, and it said I and M. And I found out later those, my Internet Explorer, and this is not true of Avant Browser, and it's not true of Firefox, I only have one letter. In fact, if it says inbox message in Internet Explorer, only has one letter, like I and M, up in the blue bar at the top.
Hmm.
Bet you haven't seen that one before.
No, I haven't myself, and Bill and is not saying anything about that.
Yeah, it sounds like some kind of instant messenger program of some kind.
That's probably it.
AIM maybe
instant messaging. And, you know, I do, and we probably should have said that, too, when Mark called in. You know, you've got to uninstall the old Flash Player, Mark, and in order to do that properly, you will have to also shut down everything that could have the Flash Player running with it. So, anyway, Ron, I got to move on to the next calls. There are people waiting, but thank you very much for calling us.
Like
we look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah.
And Gil, that means that it is your turn online, or actually on the air, and
we're on the air, Bill.
Worldwide. Yeah, we are.
We are online also. Yeah,
that too. So, Gil, what's up with you today? Have we got something we can help you with?
Yeah, you're also on Bluetooth, and this is for those people who have Vista and want to run XP. Don't forget that Microsoft offers a free virtual environment that you can set up on Vista, run the XP within that environment, and not have to throw away the Vista.
Well, they have the backwards compatibility, certainly, and you can download a the virtual environment you're talking about. The backwards compatibility doesn't always work. XP had it for 98 and earlier versions, and it didn't work real well. You can create the virtual PC. That's the term I'm thinking of, where you're actually running a version of XP inside of Vista. Of course, you're duplicating a lot of effort, and the processor's going to have to be a little more robust and all. So things are going to run a little slower if you're actually duplicating an XP inside of Windows Vista.
So we do thank you very much for bringing that up, Gil. Is there anything else that we can try to handle for you this morning?
Winning lottery ticket would be good, but I don't.
Okay, just hang on here, because at the end of the show, I'm going to give you the numbers. These are really good numbers, and as long as we have time before the show ends, I promise I'm going to give you some good numbers. Actually, I'll give you one of the good numbers now. It's 11.
No, 42. That's
okay.
The answer.
There you go. So work on those or some permutations of those, and trust us, if we knew the numbers, you wouldn't hear it from us. We'd be playing it ourselves. But thank you so much for calling in, Gil. We do appreciate it. And that's going to mean that, Don, you are the next one online here. And what have you got? I think we're going to need to take a break in a minute, so hopefully it's going to be a short one. What's up?
Yes, I was calling because my daughter is about to graduate from high school.
Congratulations. I remember that. I graduated from high school not long ago myself.
Oh,
1961, Don. It seems like yesterday.
Well, what I'm thinking of doing is, well, I'm going to be buying her laptop, but I didn't know if I should find a laptop that runs Windows XP or if I should get one that's running the new Vista.
You know, we can argue that one back and forth, and I would tell you that we'd love to see you down at the store, because right now we do have a special on what would be a back-to-school laptop whole thing. And I don't have all the details in front of me now, but let's answer your question before I try to get you to come down to the show real quick. If it's all going to be all new software, I don't have any problem with Vista.
I don't either.
If you have older software that you're going to put on that, then I would definitely opt for XP. So if it's brand new, everything brand new, go with Vista. It's not as bad as a lot of people say it is.
It's getting better. I'm getting used to it.
Don, thank you for calling. We hope to see you down there so we could talk to you about that deal, but the music is telling me it is going to be time for us to take our third and final break of the afternoon.
This is the Computer Corner Show on The Talk Monster. The Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Bob Clark and the morning team. Weekday mornings 5 till 10. On New Mexico's Talk Monster. 770 KKOB.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner Radio Hour. I'm your host, Phil Schwartel, here with Bill King, also from Computer... how can I not say the place we work? Computer Corner, and with our special guests, but we've already introduced them. So what can we say about that? We do have two lines open. We can hope to get a couple of people in here at 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770.
Or #770 on the Verizon Wireless Network.
But even if we have two lines open, that means we have two people waiting. And Al, you are the next one, and you are now on the air. Good afternoon. Actually, it's still morning, isn't it? Good morning to you, Al. Al, are you there? Hello, Al. There we go. Al?
Okay, sorry. That's I have a Toshiba laptop. It's about 4 years old.
Okay.
And the battery in it is starting to go out.
Okay.
It only lasts about 15 minutes on a charge. When I have my AC adapter plugged into the wall trying to use the computer, that adapter and its cord get just almost red hot. Could that adapter problem be related to the crappy battery too, though?
I would say that it could. Because what's actually happening is the adapter is going through the battery. It's the battery that's always running to keep the computer running.
Okay.
So it may be that there is something seriously wrong with the battery, and I'm going to give you a quick piece of advice. Stop. Because, you're potentially not too far away from an outright fire. There have been situations recently, that have been in the news, too, about computers being recalled because the batteries were catching fire.
We can get batteries at Computer Corner. If you want to give us a call during the week and talk to Annette, she'll want to get some serial numbers and model numbers and all that. We can order in new batteries. Something you might try real fast, briefly, like Phil says, don't run it full time, but take the battery out and run it just on the AC without the battery. And let's see if the battery is causing so much resistance or, trying to pull too much and forcing the AC adapter to work harder than it should be.
But be real careful here.
Just do it for a brief period.
Yeah, do not leave that plugged in overnight.
Okay. Well, when I'm trying to charge the battery, it doesn't get hot, but only when I'm running the computer and it's charging at the same time, I guess. But maybe the combination of the two just drives it over the edge.
Yeah, that's very likely.
Yeah.
Thanks,
okay. Well, thank you for calling. I've been driven over the edge by lots of things, but but not usually by batteries. George. Oops. Did I press the right button? Did I get you, George? I don't think I got the right button. Hang on. That time.
Hello?
There we go. George. I'm sorry about that, George. That was me. That was pilot error clearly here. I pushed the wrong button on the control panel.
The black box will reflect
that. Yeah, I pushed the button that was going to send you on an all-expenses-paid two-week vacation to Paris, but unfortunately I stopped that now, so now I got it right, so you're on the air instead.
Okay. I have a Windows XP. I got an email question and maybe a Turbo question, but... my email, I don't know if this had anything to do with it, but I recently changed to Quest. My email is hotmail.com, but through Quest.
Okay.
And, I've always had it, I like it where I have to use my password on my email, but all of a sudden, a few months ago, it allowed me to do it without it, even though I didn't do it myself. And then last week, I did something, and it's back to where I have to have my password, which I prefer anyway, but I don't know what happened that made it change like that. And I was wondering if so I don't want it to ever change again. I want to keep it at the password.
Internet Explorer and Mozilla and a few of these other ones all have the option to store your passwords for various websites. And usually they'll pop up and say, do you want me to save this password for you?
Yeah, I usually always say no.
Right. And so probably that popped up at some point, and without thinking about it or whatever, you clicked on yes, and it did so. And that's why it was allowing you a straight in for a period of time there. And it may be that since then you've run a cleanup program or something. You've run the Windows cleanup tool, something like that's gone through and cleaned out the cookies and cleaned out the stored passwords and all, and so now it's back to it, and it just hasn't popped up and asked again, because at one point you said yes or no or whatever, and it's stopped asking for that particular website.
Okay. On Turbo, I was wondering, what should I do, like, if someone broke in my house and they got in my computer to protect myself on, Turbo from them getting information, or they were...
You're talking about TurboTax?
Yeah, I'm talking about hackers that might get my Social Security number off Turbo if they were able to hack into my computer.
Well, first thing is to set a password on the system.
Yeah, I do have that.
Okay, and use a nice strong one. Don't use the dog's name.
Yeah.
There's also an option in there to protect my file or not share my files, protect my files, make sure that they're locked down so that somebody can't get to them from another user account, things like that. Short of that, I mean, if they take the computer, then it can be gotten into. That you may have to look at some, I'm trying to think of any third-party software. I don't know anything right off the top of my head that would secure it any further than that. But a good, strong Windows password is...
And a firewall.
And a firewall for the Internet itself, yeah. Make sure you've got a good firewall software on there.
Yeah.
That's most of what all you can do. The other option might be to store the data onto a flash drive or something, and then keep the flash drive in a pocket or a safe or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a shame we have to worry about all these things today, yeah. But there are plenty of people out there who are doing these things. So we hope we have given you some answer to your question, George.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for calling. Hey, I've also got a question here that came in online real quick. It's, occasionally when moving between sites, a page pops up saying a line error has occurred, and I'm asked if I would like to debug. Unless you are a computer developer, do not debug. And that message came from Joe Hill, who I will actually deal with later since I think I know who that is.
Okay.
Oh, there goes the music. It's starting to play in the background, and I need to say that's it for this week. Those of you on hold, please stay online, and we'll take your calls off the air in just a few seconds.
We'd like to say thank you to all of you who did call in and all of you who just listened.
We'll be back on the air and online worldwide in 2 weeks with Carol, and we'll remind you now and again then about the Computer Corner Computer Reruns co-sponsored Recycling Day on Saturday, June 3rd. Until then, hey, mind your bits and bytes. This is Phil.
And Bill.
Wishing you carefree computing. The Computer Corner Radio Hour is logging off. Okay, Angelina, we're off the air, so tell me the truth. Those lips, collagen, right?
You've been listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 770 KKOB. Next week, be sure to listen to the Real Estate Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.